Welcome to the Being in a Band podcast. I'm your host, Monica Strutt, and together we'll be deep diving into all things music marketing, branding, PR, business strategy, as well as the mindset it takes to succeed in today's modern music industry. I know the highs and lows of forging a career in the music biz, because after years of side hustling as a musician, music journalist, and digital marketer, I recently quit my 9-to-5 and am more fulfilled than ever working in an industry that I love. Now it's my full-time mission to help musicians and music industry pros like you create a life they're obsessed with. Let's do this. What's up? Welcome back to the Being in a Band podcast. This is going to be the final episode for 2021, and I haven't recorded an episode in the last couple of weeks because I've been moving house, I released an EP, I've had family visiting, I was in Sydney the past week, and there has been so much more happening other than that as well. But I did just want to, I guess, leave you guys with this final episode. I actually just wrote a letter to my email list. If you're not on my email list, I'll leave the link below, but you can also head to monicastrutt.com, scroll to the bottom and sign up to my VIP list there. So I did sit down with my coffee this morning and just poured my heart out, thanking you listening and everyone that's on my email list and part of the community for such an incredible year this year. And I sat down for about an hour and crafted this out, and I just wanted to read it out to you on the podcast because I thought this could be a great final episode for 2021. So here we go. Just a note to say thank you so much for being a part of this community and having the courage to follow your dreams. 2021, whilst insanely better than the year that shall not be named, was a roller coaster. But because of your support, I finally quit the soul-sucking day job and went full-time in my business in April. I'm the happiest I've been in a long time, and it's in big part to you. I worked with more clients than ever this year and moved into the next phase of the Being in a Band membership, the Being in a Band Academy, which I think is a complete game changer in the music industry. Stay tuned for the last chance to enroll at a big discount. Your direct support allowing me to do what I do meant I was headhunted for contracts with Warner Music as the editor of Maniacs for a time, until I became again too busy in my coaching business, and also Uncaged Festival. I've just taken over their social media for a few months. On a personal note, this year, Melbourne finally felt like home after almost 5 years. This year, I could walk into a music venue and know that I had friends there. You know that feeling when you walk into a venue or club and know people in several friend groups? That finally happened, and I haven't felt this content since I lived in Sydney. I also moved to Fitzroy recently, a massive creative and party hub here in Melbourne, which also feels like home. I've lived in Sydney's Newtown / Inner West since I was 19. To walk outside and stumble across all the bars and coffee shops down the graffiti-decorated alleyways just feels right. My band resurrected, signing to our dream agent at the biggest heavy music agency in the country, and have also just signed to a USA agent. Woohoo! We haven't announced that yet, but whatever. Next year is packed with festivals and international supports, all going well with borders, and I'm just so glad I didn't give up all those times when I thought I, quote, should, due to imagined reasoning, self-doubt, or societal expectations. Which brings me back to you and your want to inadvertently change the world. The more people who are audaciously following their dreams become examples to even more people of what is possible. We need more people like us to demonstrate what it is to say big fuck you to the status quo, and give meaning to this life instead of being a cog in the machine. It sounds cliche, and I've always known it, but sometimes I re-remember how the media and capitalism aim to keep the average person fearful and small, sleepwalking through their days. But as humans, we have an innate desire for growth because we are a mirror of the universe, which is constantly expanding. Much of how society is set up is in direct opposition to Mother Earth and the way the universe actually works. But let's not go down that rabbit hole. Point being, once we stop learning and expanding, we become stagnant and depressed. But sometimes that thought is easier than going against the tides. I've been reading The Courage to be Disliked by Ichiro Kashimi and Fumitake Koga these holidays. In it, they talk about the fact that people choose not to change, even when the change is good for them or will help them achieve their goals. Quote, when we try to change our lifestyles, we put our great courage to the test. There is the anxiety generated by changing and the disappointment attendant to not changing. End quote. It's really hard to take risks and pursue this insane life path. It's not for the faint-hearted. It takes huge sacrifice and gumption and resilience. So I just want to say, I believe in you. I don't say this as a wishy-washy throwaway line either. I speak to you guys daily on socials. I see what you are doing, and even just being on this list or listening to this podcast, I know that you're looking for growth. 1 year and even one song can completely change your career if you play your cards right. Myself and many others are an example of that. It doesn't mean it's easy or that anything happened overnight. I've been working at this for 15 plus years now. And things changing quickly from an outsider's perspective doesn't make you less deserving. No one knows what you've been through but you. But it is possible to be in a completely different place in 6 to 12 months if you want to. You just have to give everything to your goals and get out of your own way. Here's to a 2022 that, just so you know, astrologically speaking, is going to be way better than the past 2 years. Let's give it everything. Monica. So thank you for listening to the Being in a Band podcast in 2021. And next year, I hope to take you on the journey of this next phase of my own band's career and have it more of a documentation style podcast, whilst also, you know, of course, having many guests. I didn't have a lot of guests in 2021, to be honest, compared to the previous year. So next year, I feel like I'm going to make guests more of a priority to give you the best, the best content possible. If you have any requests for podcast episodes that you want me to make, of course, my inboxes are always open and you can hit me up anytime, contact@monicastrutt.com. And if you want to join my email list, just head to monicastrutt.com there. And I guess that's all I want to say to wrap up. It is the 31st of December, 2021, as I record this. And I just think next year is going to be so much better. The astrology is really good. And I think we've all just learned so much and we now understand that things can change in an instant and that life is short. And to be honest, we're just these tiny organisms floating on this rock in the universe, and whatever we do is pretty much insignificant. And that might seem like a little bit morbid, but it's actually super freeing in my opinion. So all the best. Thank you guys again. Happy New Year, and I'll speak to you in 2022.